When it comes to finding a job, the economy isn't making it easy on anyone. 14 million Americans are out of work. Well, one group that's finding job hunting to be especially hard is older workers. From member station KUT in Austin, Texas, Matt Largy reports.
Jerry Newton comes to the Goodwill Job Center in Austin a few times a week for computer classes.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
It's kind of embarrassing. I had to roll up pennies to get gas in my car.
Jerry is 50 years old. It's been more than 2 years since she lost her job at a resort. She didn't qualify for unemployment benefits, so she and her husband, who's also out of work, have survived off savings and help from Jerry's sister-in-law.
She saved our lives, so to speak.
Jerry is in a special class of people, and not in a good way. Last month, there were more than 2 million Americans, 55 and older, looking for work. Workers in that age group are less likely to be laid off, but those who do lose their jobs tend to be out of work far longer than younger workers. In Jerry's case, she says she's applied for at least 200 jobs in the past 2 years. 200 job openings, and no luck.
It's hard being kicked down, going into these places, and them saying, no, not this week, no, no, no. It's hard being pursuing all the time and getting the same answer.
After 2 years of no, Jerry landed an interview at a big retail chain store. It's part-time, minimum wage, not ideal, but it's something.
Right now, I'm looking for a right-now job.
That's a new thing for Jerry. She held her last job for 6 years. The one before that, 8 years. Michael Sanchez is Jerry's placement specialist at the Goodwill Job Center. He says Jerry's generation,
the generation that is in their 50s and 60s,
believed in working one or two jobs their entire lives.
Work for 20, 25, 30 years and retire. And I think never in a million years that they expect to be in their 50s, job searching and starting all over again.
Do you want it on speakerphone?
No.
A few days after Jerry's interview at that retail store, she calls to follow up. She's hoping to hear that she got the job.
Hi, can I please speak with Rosie? After 5, okay. All right, I will check back with her then. Thank you.
Job search experts say the biggest hurdle for older workers is often technology. Applying online is a lot different than going door-to-door with a resume. But some older people say there's discrimination out there, too.
When I walk into an interview, if the person interviewing me is a 20-something-year-old, my heart tends to drop a little bit.
Jim Callahan is in his late 60s.
Because the chances of a 20-something-year-old hiring their granddad is small.
Both Jerry and Jim have been out of work for 2 years or more. Statistically, the longer a person is unemployed, the harder it is to find a new job. Apply that to someone who's 50 or 60.
And that creates the real possibility that a lot of these people, you know, may never work again.
Richard Johnson is a senior fellow at the Urban Institute.
And that has tremendous implications for their ability to make ends meet today, but it's also going to really harm their future retirement incomes.
Someone my age, the money that's being spent on my house right now and keeping me from being homeless will probably be the money that we were going to retire on.
And at a time when government services for people of all ages are being eyed for cuts, people in Jerry's situation might have fewer places to turn for help in the future.
You have one new voice message.
But Jerry's story doesn't quite end there. She tried back the manager at that store where she interviewed. I got this message on my voicemail later that day.
Hi, Matt. It's Jerry Newton. I'm sorry to call you so late. Just wanted to let you know that I did get the job, and I'm excited about that, and ready to go to work. Bye-bye.
End of message.
Within a couple weeks, though, Jerry's hours were cut way back, forcing her to go back to the hunt for a new job. For NPR News, I'm Matt Largy in Austin, Texas.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.